From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. A Missouri lawmaker who temporarily posted a Facebook comment hoping for President Donald Trump's assassination could face an effort to remove her from office. Republican Governor Eric Greitens and Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson today both said state senators should oust Democratic Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal from office. Numerous top Democratic and Republican officials in Missouri have called upon Chappelle Nadal to resign because of the Facebook comment she wrote and later deleted on Thursday. But the lawmaker from the St. Louis area has said she won't step down. The Missouri Constitution says a lawmaker can be expelled upon a two-thirds vote of the elected members of a chamber. The legislature is not currently in session, but it is scheduled to convene in mid-September to consider veto overrides. A former dean at a Missouri women's college is suing the school for allegedly creating a, quote, hostile work environment based on gender. The Columbia Missourian reports the lawsuit was filed on Wednesday in state court by Carol Chabrise, a former dean of graduate and continuing studies at Stevens College. She says she made a complaint about Vice President of Academic Affairs Leslie Willey, alleging Willey said, quote, a woman might need to step back from her career to take care of her family, in response to time Chabrise had spent away from campus. An investigation by the school showed no evidence of discrimination. The lawsuit also alleges Willey and President Diane Lynch manipulate employees through intimidation. The college's board of trustees said Thursday that the lawsuit is full of numerous false and inflammatory allegations. Chabrise resigned in June, less than a year after joining the college. Two U.S. senators from Kansas and Missouri say an emphasis on protecting the nation's food supply has waned since the September 11th terrorist attacks, and it's time to make that issue a priority again. Senator Claire McCaskill, a Democrat from Missouri, and Senator Pat Roberts, a Kansas Republican, met today with government, education, and private officials involved in ensuring the nation is prepared to protect food, agriculture, and livestock from terrorism and infectious diseases. McCaskill and Roberts stressed that the nation's food supply is still the safest in the world, and they are not reacting to any imminent threat. But Roberts, who leads the Senate Agriculture Committee, says the nation and media's focus often shifts to other problems, and it's important to ramp up agriculture protection efforts again. Authorities are investigating whether police were targeted when someone tossed an explosive device at a patrol car along a Missouri highway. No one was injured on Thursday when the device detonated on the pavement behind a westbound police patrol vehicle along Missouri 58 in Raymore, a Kansas City suburb. Investigators say the device was thrown from an eastbound vehicle. John Hamm is a spokesperson for the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. He says the device was likely homemade and would have caused severe injury, but he declined to provide further details. Hamm says the concern is the unidentified suspect, quote, targeted law enforcement. A $5,000 reward is available for information leading to an arrest and conviction. Missouri State Parks officials say they can't verify that solar eclipse glasses the agency sold meet safety standards and are warning people not to use them. The agency today warned people not to use the PMS Promo Mart eclipse glasses sold at parks and historic sites in Missouri during Monday's solar eclipse. People who purchase the glasses can return them for a full refund. An Associated Press request for more information wasn't immediately answered today. Doctors around the U.S. launched campaigns this summer to warn people that they can damage their eyes by staring directly at the sun. NASA, the American Astronomical Society, and others are urging eclipse watchers to stick with reputable makers of sun-gazing devices. The Society's Solar Eclipse Task Force has put out a list of approved manufacturers. Attorneys for a Missouri man convicted of killing a former St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter 19 years ago are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to halt the prisoner's execution scheduled for next week. Marcellus Williams is set to die by injection Tuesday at the state prison in Bon Terre for fatally stabbing Leisha Gale during a 1998 robbery at her home in University City. The Missouri Supreme Court on Tuesday turned down Williams' request to either appoint a special master to hear his case again or vacate the death sentence. His attorneys say new testing conducted in December showed the DNA found on the knife does not match Williams. A spokeswoman for Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley says the state remains confident in other evidence in the case. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.